We are, in fact, the only city in the country that actually has a major event like this to celebrate the opening of the theater season.
Shays Performing Arts Center President Tony Conti says Buffalo is very proud to be able to organize this large theater celebration, an evening that showcases large and small theater venues, highlighting the many talents of the local theater community.
It's really to promote and hopefully get maybe some new people who haven't been to theater who hear about the event and come with friends or because they heard about it and thought they wanted to see what it was all about, and then venture into one of the theaters, and hopefully they fall in love.
Curtain Up provides the theatergoer with options to build their own evening. More than 500 are expected to attend the Black Tie Dinner Gala on the main stage at Shays. That's Act One.
This is probably one of the few Black Tie Dinner type things where they're pretty much split between corporate tables and individuals who buy tickets and come and with their friends or just sit at a table with other people that love theater.
The event will kick off at Main and Tupper Streets with a special induction ceremony in the Theater District's Plaza of the Stars.
I was shocked, surprised. I couldn't believe that it was happening when they told me.
Javier Bustillos is founder of the Buffalo United Artists, and for 25 years he's written theater news for Art Voice. He'll be honored in the Plaza of the Stars.
As it gets closer, I feel like, really? Is this true? Is this really happening?
Who will you be among on the plaza that's already there?
Oh, there's a lot of special people. It goes all the way from Tristan Baranski, Catherine Cornell, Michael Bennett, and of course our local people, Sol Elkin and Neil Raddus, Lorna Hill, David Lamb.
BUA pushes beyond the edges of traditional theater created to cultivate local voices of the LGBT community. It features male actors performing as women.
Who would like to ever be friends?
That kind of like became what I did. And it was not my purpose to do that, but eventually that became our goal and our mission. And the good thing was the community was the ones who recognized us as being that.
Then Act Two begins of Curtain Up with the live theater performances. More than 19 professional theaters are participating. Kelly Bocock-Natale is artistic director at New Phoenix Theater.
Something new is that they really went back to something, and that's focusing on the theaters. There for a while, the event itself was kind of just gearing towards the dinner and the party afterwards, and not enough focus on why the whole thing got started. So I feel very strongly that the new chair, John Schaller of Shays, really wanted to connect the theaters back to the event.
New Phoenix Theater is celebrating a special milestone as it's about to open its 20th season.
The show that you're putting on right now is The Real Thing?
By Tom Stoppard. It's a beautiful play. It was just one that I actually first read it when I was in college. And it's a Tony Award-winning play. And the thing about Stoppard is he's such a wonderful writer that he actually writes, the main character is a playwright. And so he talks all these beautiful speeches about love and writing and life. And it's funny and yet it's touching. And we had a little small audience last night at our full tech rehearsal, and they loved it.
And when the curtain comes down on the stage of those performances at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Act Three of Curtain Up begins. Shays President Conti says that's when a free street party begins, with fireworks at 10:45. What is your favorite part about Curtain Up?
Frankly, I love the street party. I just think the street party is great because it's open to everybody that wants to come. I've had guests in town comment that they've never seen a party like that where you've got people in tuxes and people in cutoffs and T-shirts and, you know, people from every walk of life and every ethnicity, and they're all having a great time.
The idea of a new theater season is always exciting, and it's just so much a part of me. I'm so blessed to be a part of this Buffalo theater community.
I've been a theater goer since age 4, and I think theater is the best thing. You should go to the theater every day if you can, see everything. I love the theater.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.